Splash.
Splash. Making wicked sad.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Arizona Cardinals continuing preparation for Sunday's home game against the Seattle Seahawks, which will allow 1,200 fans to attend State Farm Stadium. Safety Buda Baker, who played his best game as a pro in Monday's win over the Dallas Cowboys, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week this morning. Baker, 7 tackles, a sack, a forced fumble, and his first NFL interception in the 38-10 win. Second Cardinals player this year to win a weekly award, joining quarterback Kyler Murray, who won the offensive award after the Week 5 win over the Jets. Might we be looking at another remake of A Star Is Born here?
Well, okay, you guys brought up something earlier today, Defensive Player of the Year. Could Buda Baker work his way into that in a year when you're seeing Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack, big, nasty defensive players terrorizing quarterbacks? Who knows?
Defensive backs typically don't win the award. That was the exception last year. Stephon Gilmore from the Patriots won it. I'd have to look up to see when the last time a safety won it.
Yeah.
But if that's going to be the standard with which he plays and can affect games, yeah, I'd put him in that mix. Especially if the Cardinals' defense continues to gel without Chandler Jones.
Yeah. He also has a great name in terms of just alliteration, just the way it sounds. I say this all the time. Sammy Sosa was really popular among a lot of young people because the name sounded like a superhero. Buda Baker sounds like a superhero.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa. He was Sammy Sosa by day, steroid man by night.
Yeah, well, we know Buda Baker isn't. He's tested, all right, negative twice. And I'm glad Buda Baker doesn't mess with the H in his name. It's a little clunky. If you go with the traditional spelling of a Buda, which is what Buda Baker was named after, nicknamed after, I kind of like how he leaves that H out of the name.
By the way, safeties who have recently won that award.
You want no part of that nonsense, do you? All right, go ahead. Yes.
Troy Polamalu, 2010. Bob Sanders, 2007. Ed Reed, 2004. And then it was a really long wait before then.
Yeah.
Easley in 1984.
We're going to talk about him in a little bit. It could, I wouldn't be surprised. His elevation really is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Three-inning explosion carried the Dodgers to an 8-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays last night in Game 1 of the World Series. Cody Bellinger started things off in the fourth with a 2-run homer. Dodgers then posted 4 in the fifth, 2 more in the sixth, including a home run from Mookie Betts, who is the hero of everybody in America who loves free tacos. Clayton Kershaw, excellent on the mound, going 6 innings, allowed just 2 hits, 1 run while striking out 8. Game 2 tonight, Blake Snell on the mound for the Rays going against Tony Gonsolin of the Dodgers. This is where the series could shift because the Rays had that extra day off that the Dodgers were not afforded.
Yep.
So their rotation doesn't set up as conveniently.
Yes. Yeah, and we've seen many, many times teams that have the momentum and the continuity of playing games, the fatigue or whatever shows up in game two, not game one.
Mm-hmm.
The letdown is always the game after you think it might show up. It's a good night for the Dodgers. Great night for Mookie Betts.
Great night for free tacos.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is going to be a World Series. I mean, it's a World Series. I'm not sure this is going to be a long-lasting World Series. We'll see.
5:08 first pitch. Pregame coverage starts at 4:30 on ESPN, 6:20 a.m. The New Orleans Saints announced they'll have fans in attendance for the first time this season in Week 7. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has approved up to 3,000 fans for this week's home game against the Panthers. The Saints have announced that season ticket holders will have first dibs on the tickets this week if all goes well and there are no changes in the health and safety guidelines. The Saints will allow up to 6,000 fans at both of their November home games and then up to 15,000 fans at both of the Saints' December home games. There was a lot of pressure put on the mayor of New Orleans by the Saints, who were threatening to go strike a deal to play some home games in Baton Rouge, where they didn't have those same regulations. So
they shook down the city.
They did. There's no other way to say it.
They did, and they did a good job of selling it too. Because Sean Payton's like, heck, I'm all for that. Go up to LSU, that outdoor stadium, that vibe. Let's do his thing. And the New Orleans mayor's like, all right, whatever you want. Chill.
3,000 up to 15,000. There we go.
Yeah, right.
California will let fans back in outdoor stadiums for pro sporting events in counties with low coronavirus infection rates, according to top health officials in the state. San Francisco and neighboring Alameda and Santa Clara are the only counties that meet the threshold for pro sports, although the 49ers have said, we're still not letting anybody in.
It's, you know how I know it's about to get serious? Because Disneyland is starting to threaten the state of California. You can mess with the NFL, but you can't mess with that mouse.
Yeah. It's like I've always said, Disneyland is the most impatient place in the world.
Yeah.
That's not it, is it?
No, yeah.
Finally, Phoenix Rising FC announced that they've relinquished the rights to host the USL Championship Final on November 1st should they win their semifinal this weekend. Their request was approved by the league office, and this according to Jake Anderson from ArizonaSports.com. Out of respect for the LGBTQ community, that recognition of hosting the USL Championship Final after receiving 3 points from a forfeit back at that game against San Diego Loyal SC because of the use of a homophobic slur by one of their players.
Yeah.
It was not appropriate or consistent with the club's values.
Yeah, classy thing to do.
If they win, they'll play the championship round in either Louisville or Tampa Bay.
This is a really, really awful... it was an awful episode for Phoenix Rising, the way the whole thing went down, but the way they've handled it recently, I'm down with that. Don't you agree? That's a concession, a nice concession for them to make.
Yeah, they didn't feel.
We don't necessarily.
They didn't feel great about getting those three points.
We don't feel great about getting these points. Mm-hmm. Let's give this to someone else.
Yeah, and by the way, it just dawned on me: Tampa Bay in this league also in the Final Four. The Tampa Bay Rowdies are still playing.
Get out,
Tampa Bay, sporting capital of the world.
There what is you it go. In the water in Tampa besides salt and sharks, and grouper? Marlin.
There you
discarded meth.
You answered your own question.
Right, I did.
There you go. There is your splash for Wednesday, October 21st.